Herbicide-resistant weeds are still a problem in tree nut orchards. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. George Angeles is a weed management and ecology advisor for Tulare, Kings, and Fresno counties.
Some of the ones that, you know, continue to be a problem, and mainly because they're herbicide resistant, is the hairy fleabane and the maristail, the horseweed. Those two are probably still they're tough to get rid of, mainly because once they germinate, it's tough to really find the proper timing to try to get rid of some of these weeds, at least with post-emergent herbicides.
That's the reason you got to get these pre-emergent herbicides out there.
You know, you let them go to seed and they're prolific seed producers. So those two weeds, they continue to be a problem in some areas. Another weed that's still also an issue is some of the herbicide resistant grasses like the jungle rise, and in some orchards the springle top as well. I mean, the springle top is one of those grass weeds that comes up, and once it sets seeds, those seeds are able to germinate within that same year. So it's got a lot of different flushes. If you let it go to seed, it just continues to germinate throughout the whole year.
Post-harvest nutrition, feeding next year's crops important. Research has consistently shown that nitrogen, potassium, and certain micronutrients applied after harvest may be translocated into perennial tissues and stored until they are needed next spring. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.